Okay, so since the 3 weeks have started, thought it would be a good idea to do some interpersonal relationship shilas. Someone comes to observe with the following shila. Shimon bought Reuven's used car, and when he bought it, he was annoyed to see that Reuven removed the GPS unit back in the day. Even nowadays, there are GPS units that are connected to the car. And Shimon goes to Reuven and says, I thought the GPS was included in the price of the car. Reuven says to Shimon, GPS isn't part of the car. Why should it be included in the sale? Just because you saw the GPS attached to the front window, you had no right to assume that it was included. Right? Nowadays, there are cars that have GPSs inside of the car. This one is on the window. So what happened? Shimon was very, very upset. Rav Zilberstein says, ideally, they shouldn't have made the point clear at the time. And they wouldn't have had to go through this argument. Now that they failed to do so, who is right? Is Shimon right that he had now, if he bought the car from Reuven, the GPS is part of the car? And he saw when he saw the car, the GPS is part of the car. He thought the GPS would be part of it. Or is it Reuven? Reuven says, no, the GPS isn't part of the car. Who is right? So Zerbizin starts off with the following. He quotes the Mishnah of Abasra and Ayin Gimel and Aleph. He talks about someone who's selling a boat. And someone who sells a boat, he includes the oars in the sale. Amochir is a svina, someone who sells a svina. Machir is a toren, that's a nes, that's a ugin, that's a kolman higinosa. You have to sell the oars and everything that comes along with the boat. So at the end of the day, Rav Zilberstein goes on, he says that if someone sells a boat without the oars, and there's no sale at all, because at the end of the day, part of the boat is you need to have the oars. Rav Zilberstein then quotes Rav Moshe Zachuta, the Perish Mishnayos called Cold Ramas, who says the same thing applies to when you buy a sea ship, when you buy a ship. There's a certain tool called a sextant, a tool they use for navigators to course the part of the ship. And at the end of the day, someone who would sell a ship without this tool, without the sextant, it wouldn't be a good sell because you need it. So maybe you could say the same thing of the GPS. It's the same thing. It's just the modern day sextant. It's the modern day oars for the boat. However, Zilberstein rejected this comparison for the following reasons. He explained that a ship at sea is helpless without proper navigation, right? A ship at sea, back in the day, you didn't have a phone, you didn't have an email, you didn't have this, you didn't have that. So the ship would be worthless without these tools, without the sextant, without the oars. And he quotes the Mishnah in Engidin and Paragimel Mishra Dalit, that explains that if a ship is lost at sea, there's a fair chance that the passengers are dead. And when even going to halachic chumras, that the wives can't remarry, And all, you have to assume that it's a very big suffix. So the Zerbazin wants to say, you don't compare this now. And he even goes further. The Rambam explains the case of a ship lost at sea. Its equipment, even if its equipment was damaged, leaving the sheet to float by itself is considered as if it were dead. And the same thing the Zerbazin will play to apply the oars. The oars are included in the ship because, according to the Rashbam, they're an integral part of the ship. You can't have the ship without the oars. Says the Rashbam, you can't have oars without. We can't have a ship without oars. So the same may be said of the sextant, of the navigational tool. You can't, right? According to the Mishnah and Gittin, if a boat is lost at sea, you don't have. There's a valid chance that the ship is done. So without the sextant, the ship can't function without it. So we see that they're both included part of the sale, because part of the sale is the part of the whole sale is integral to have this navigational tool and to have the oars. However, a car, on the other hand, can function perfectly without a GPS. A GPS is just a mile, it's an advantage. It's something extra that nowadays some people have. Now, nowadays a lot of people have Waze, right? Now, I think the shot was even before Waze. A person who loses his Waze service, they could just ask to stop directions. The car could function perfectly well without the GPS. Therefore, in comparison to the Mishnah in Bava Basra, that maybe the car without a GPS is like a ship without oars is not good, and therefore the GPS is not assumed to be included in the sale of the car. Shimon is out of luck, and Reuven could keep his GPS. I think it's a very, very important thing. During the 3 weeks, especially during the 3 weeks, to be very, very cognizant and very careful on how we do business with each other. I know from my own personal life examples, sometimes when it comes to financial and economical things to do with other Jews, it's very, very important that we understand that We're in this world to be able to bring become Mekara Shem Hashem. And Kiddush Hashem doesn't only apply to Jews and non-Jews. L'hafech, Kiddush Hashem applies to Jews and Jews as well. So we should be Zochah Bez Hashem, and the more we interact with our fellow brethren, whether it be in economical things and in different things, we should be Zochah, first of all, to make sure that we set a Kiddush Hashem, and especially during the 2 weeks, to make sure that we treat every Jew with the proper respect and dignity that they deserve.